From candy canes and mistletoe to wistful songs and Santa himself, the holiday season is known for leaving people longing for more peaceful and whimsical times. The days between Thanksgiving and New Year's are ideal to acknowledge the special things in our lives and reminisce on our childhoods. One of the most fun and accessible ways to connect with others and re-engage in our pasts is with toys. Jody Moisan, owner of Washington Street Toy Emporium in Muncie, said she often has customers who buy toys that are familiar to them to share with the young ones in their lives.
A lot of people, like grandmothers, will remember getting their first Madame Alexander doll. And they loved it, and it made them so happy that they want to buy their daughter that, or their granddaughter.
Brandon Mundell, president and owner of Toys Forever Models and Hobbies in downtown Muncie, experiences the same thing with his own customers when they see old school toys they know and love. Mundell gives the 102-year-old Tedco gyroscope, for example.
People come in, I show them, like, oh, I had one of those when I was a kid. And then they buy them for their kids. And just, it captivates even, you know, kids and adults. It just triggers that memory. And so they get bought for that next generation or two generations down or whatever, and that experience keeps going.
Moisan and Mundell both refer to the playability of a toy being a key factor in sustaining favor long term. Toys that emulate real life scenarios tend to be the under the radar favorite toys that are inherited generation after generation.
The True Blue workhorse toys like the wooden food, the blocks, Lincoln Logs, you know, those are things that are going to be around forever.
Mundell agrees, noting that learning experiences are key as well, even in traditional toys such as the gyroscope or the building experience of model airplanes and Legos.
Being exposed to these things, it develops motor skills, it develops critical thinking skills, all kinds of different things, and so it does help.
Mundell shared his own nostalgic experience of receiving balsa wood airplane gliders in his stocking every year.
Well, Santa Claus is very, very near and dear to me, and it's a really neat concept for everybody. Young people, there's a charm in the mystery of that. As you get older, you understand that mystery changes, but you still have a lot of wonder involved.
Moisan supports the idea, referring to an episode of Little House on the Prairie, when the children's mother tells them that Santa is emanating from the unselfishness of everyone at Christmas time.
I feel like that's believable. I mean, if you consider Santa Claus the giving part of your heart, then he's very real.
In Muncie, Emily Cunningham for IPR News.